Hello, Dwight.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. I thought that might have been your voicemail. Sorry. This is Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff. Hey, buddy. Just checking in. I think the last time we spoke was way back in around the 1st of July, so about a month ago, really.
Yeah.
But you were...
Things have been slow.
Okay.
Slow. I'm going to start another job Monday. But the company we were helping, man, we just, it was since this oil field left, it's been very slow.
Yeah, it's pretty slow all around. You're not the only client of mine that's been saying that, that's in the same industry as yours. But hopefully it picks up. Are you still doing oil, or are you trying to get back into, reefer hauling, or?
No, we're in highway construction.
Highway construction, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, the hauling part of it.
Okay, I see. That's always going to be there. It's going to be a...
Yeah.
until stars start flying, until cars start flying, I don't think we're going to ever catch
we're
up.
See if these lying politicians decide to build roads and bridges, and maybe it'll get better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when we first spoke, it was way back, gosh, I think it was actually a couple of years ago, you were looking at some, it might have been a truck or two with McGill's Trucks and Trailers.
Right.
And just kind of followed up with you from there.
Yeah, it died real bad.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah there's...
and I keep hearing the oil field's going to come back in a month or two, but you just... I wouldn't go to the bank with it, but not yet.
Yeah, they say the oil, the price of oil has been going up a little bit, but all we can do is hope. That was nice back in those days.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I don't know if that what they're doing with that pipeline. I don't think that. I think that'll hurt the truck and the rail industry, and I hope our leaders charge Canada something for going across our property so they'll get off our ass. But
I don't think this organization will ever do that, but hopefully the next one will.
They need to get some tax money from other sources other than us. They got damn state troopers on every corner waiting for a truck to drive by. And tickets for chipped windshields and BS. They got, all you need to be a trooper here in Texas is a high school diploma.
Wow.
But they sure teach them about authority. They are the authority, and don't argue with them. They'll just find more crap.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a bit too, actually.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. Well, I just don't know, but hopefully things will change. I'm going to start this other job Monday, and it'd be a 2 month job. It's not great, but it's something.
Well, that sounds good. If you need anything for it, I know. Did you had a loan through Working Capital through On Deck, right? A Working Capital loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever renew your terms on that, or is that something you're still thinking about doing?
Well, at the time, what do y'all charge on your interest and stuff?
Well, we have loans that are comparable to what you have with On Deck there. I think we could just probably get you a better cost of funds, probably. But if you're 50% paid into it, I can look into it and see what we can do for you.
50% in what?
Yeah, if you're 50% paid into your on-deck loan, I could look and see what options we have available for you.
On what phone?
Do you have a loan through OnDeck right now? Is that the name of the company?
No, I have one through Expansion.
Expansion, okay. For some reason, I put in my notes when we spoke last that it was through OnDeck, but... okay. Well,
this thing, it's too expensive, and it's just that I needed to jump start and do something, but their rates are outrageous. They called me, I had 3 more weekly payments to be at 80%, and but he kind of danced around as far as giving any interest rates, and at first it said that if I paid half of it and didn't have any problems with payment of I was paying $560 a week, that they would give me put me in a discount rate. But when he called me yesterday, he kind of skirted that issue, so I'm about to pay off some equipment. I might just go to a local bank here.
Well, if you have any equipment also that's paid off, we can do collateral loans. Do those all the time.
What kind of interest do you have here?
Well, on depreciating equipment, I mean, usually, to give you an example, I had a client, just a regular equipment loan, he qualified for a 3.73. That's just with a new piece of equipment that he purchased, you know, from a vendor that I'm pretty sure it was just brand new. But for a depreciating piece of equipment, then you'd be looking at probably around, I'd say, 8% or so, in that ballpark. It's more traditional, though. You're going to have a monthly payment with a term of anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, a regular type of loan.
Well, that's more of what I would be looking for is a traditional type loan.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you own any trucks, trailers, tractors, anything like that, any equipment that you'd be willing to put up for collateral that you don't have a lien on, we can look at a loan for you like that. We just have to show proof of payment, that it's paid for, and a copy of the title if it's titled.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd give you one monthly payment. Cost of funds is going to be a lot less than what you probably have now. And we have loans like you have now as far as the shorter-term working capital loans. Yeah. And I can look into that for you and see. I think we'd probably be a better deal than Expansion, for mm-hmm. sure. But, we got a few options for you if you want to look at anything.
Yeah, I'm going to pay them off, I've got some equipment that's paid for. I only owe one truck, and I think I was looking at the coupon book, it has 4 payments left on it of $500 and some, so I'm just about out of that.
Well, that's cool. So, well, yeah, I mean,
the only thing is, I wonder what's the loan value of a 2004 Peterbilt. I'd like to get it rebuilt.
Usually they might make an exception depending on the truck itself. I know a lot of them hold their value, and Peterbilt's one of those brands. But I think 10 years is the farthest they'll go back. But it's not always the case. Sometimes they'll make some exceptions.
Okay. Well, okay, that's mine's beyond that.
Yeah, but they might actually make an exception. Is it, I know for dump trucks, they really like working with those. And if you want, what I could do is just send you out a collateral list. You can put what you have down as collateral, and they can go through it. You can use the funds wherever you need to. They don't monitor the use of them. So mm-hmm. if you need to use the funds to rebuild a Peterbilt, you can definitely do that, based mm-hmm. off some other equipment.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to overhaul it. It's a nice truck. Well, okay. That's the thing, you know, I've been keeping my costs down, and I'm glad, because these auction yards are full of shiny equipment that went out to the oil field and came back.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy that purchased a couple of reefer trailers the other day, and I think he got them for $11,200, and they were 2011s or something like that. That was at a Ritchie Brothers auction.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's definitely some... I mean, if you like to go to auctions, too, I can issue an approval for you to go to the auction, and you can go there with an approval letter from me and, you know, basically have money in the pocket and just let them know that you've got an approval. If they have any questions, give me a call. But I have a lot of clients that do that. They just get an approval with us.
I have two associates that we work together sometimes on different deals, and we put trucks together so we can put ours in there and give the customer the truck count they're needing. In other words, we become like brokers.
Gotcha.
And both of these guys have told me that they'd like me to go in with them with 10 dry boxes each. That would be 20. But I'd like to, I'm really thinking about starting off with the 10. But we can get contracts with forwarding companies and broker the loads up we're not taking. But that's something else that we're in consideration of right now because of the oil field getting so slow. And I do a lot of, also used to do a lot of agricultural commodity hauling, cotton burrs, cotton seed, cotton hull, raw cotton for delining, all kinds of stuff that I used to do, but the price, the market on it affects that freight quite a bit also. And now we're looking at this import-export stuff that's coming in from Mexico and going into Dallas. And I think it would be more common. Because I imagine in California, y'all haul a lot of beer out of Mexico also, don't
you? You know, I don't know, actually. I don't have any clients myself that do, but I would imagine so. I mean, it's where San Diego, we're right on the border, you know, so there's a lot of, it affects everything around here, really.
Right here where I'm at. They're shipping out 200 loads a day, and they said that it was going to be increased. And I think they said that in 4 months they were planning on doubling it. But there's always going to be a lot of beer, so...
Yeah, that's pretty much recession-proof. I think people drink more beer whenever the economy is worse, actually.
Yeah, the summer's a good market. I'm kind of out of that market myself, not my age.
I'm 40 years old, and I had my fun when I was younger, but I just can't. I can't hang anymore. You know, it's not worth it for me. It was fun back when I was in the military and stuff like that, but now it's kind of out of the question for the most part.
Yeah, old business.
Tastes good, but
well. You know, I just don't want to tie up my equipment for peanuts, you know. But I just don't know what you guys would consider on stuff that I'd like to rebuild. I'm wanting to keep my overhead down, and I'd rather have trucks like I have now that are nice looking, and they're older, but
Some of those other trucks are built well, though.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to hear of them, is the rebuilding the engines and things like that, the tires. And I'm just doing 400 to 500 mile runs. I'm not going 48 states, stuff like that. And got my own portable record unit put in behind one of the other trucks, and I have to go swap one and bring one back, you know. We do that. And I just keep the cost down.
No, you're doing it right. Yeah, they got a lot of these startup drivers, and they get their first truck, you know, brand new 2016 truck, and it all goes well until they lose a contract or something breaks down or whatever, and then they're pretty tied up. And
you have young drivers, inexperienced, and sometimes they harm the equipment themselves. Then this new equipment has a lot of computerized sensors, and it doesn't matter if it's a new truck. If it's pulled over on the side of the road and you don't know what it is, you're not making money, and you're falling behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'd rather have a truck that's about 10 years old and have an extra one. The difference between a new one and a 10-year-old truck, you can probably have two or three of those 10-year-old trucks and cover yourself better. And if you're doing short breaks, you'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially short haul. I mean, that's where it's at, too.
Well, then, you want to email me at that collateral list there so I can look at it. Let me know what an 84 Peterbilt conventional 379, if it'd even be interesting. You know? And all I'd need would be about, I guess, maybe 7,000-8,000 to redo that engine, and that would be it, you know. Why I like conventional loans, I can get out of them faster. And it's like this deal where we're looking at 10 dry boxes. I'd really like to try. But I'd want to have all my trucks running for
that. Yeah, sounds doable, definitely. I mean, you're not looking for a huge amount, and those trucks do hold their value, so what I'll do, I think I have your email. Is it just a D?
You know, I don't know what you guys look at on dry boxes, but they're relatively inexpensive. I'm thinking, you know, probably anywhere from $4,000 to 6,000 maximum apiece. Probably looking at about 40-50 grand on 10 of them, plus taxes. Do y'all do factoring?
We've dabbled in it. I mean, if it's something you want to look into, I can definitely do that for you and see if we can get you set up on that.
Well, I think, you know, I think they said that this freight here pays every week. So that's probably not an issue.
Okay, gotcha. So you're not 30 days out or something like that?
Yeah, I've just used it so much in the oil field that I just thought of it, but actually this type of freight, I hear they pay every week.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I'll send out that list and the application, and see what they say. And
okay.
They could be much happier with that, too. And like I said, if you want to look into what we have as far as the shorter-term loan options, too, that's something we can look into if you want to pay that one loan off.
I'll look at that. I'd like to get some better interest and get out of this.
Well, either we're going to be better or not. You know, that's really all I can say. But I think we would.
I was going to ask you something, though. Well, look into that about an $8,000 to $10,000 loan.
Okay. Yeah. I'll fill out the collateral list. I'll let my underwriters go through what they want to use for the collateral, and
okay.
I'd say just put anything on there that you own outright, and they'll find what they like, and for that amount, I don't think it'll be a problem at all.
Okay. Well, you know, that expansion didn't even ask me for any collateral.
Yeah, with those, well, we have that same loan. It's exactly like that. You're probably making a daily payment or a weekly payment?
Weekly, yeah.
Weekly? Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's those type of loans are just based off your cash flow. That's the reason they don't look at collateral. They just basically lend off your future sales. It's kind of like factoring, but you know, they lend a percentage of your annual sales, and that's the reason that they never ask for collateral.
I use a factoring company in Houston, and they only charge me 2.5% to 5%. And it's just a quick turnaround, so, you know, that's handy. And I use them when I broker trucks, so I charge the boys that I hire, I charge them 8 or 10% and pay the factoring company, and I make a couple or 3% off the trucks I hire.
There you go.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, we've got that going right now. Well, it's just getting slow. But the only thing I see that there's volume and activity on is that import stuff and export, because you take stuff north and you bring it south. Take beer up and bring cans back.
Do a lot of guys go up to Canada to do that, or?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, a lot of them go from Laredo to Illinois, and they've got different delivery destinations. But I just want to go to Dallas. That's as far as I want to go.
Yeah, keep her local.
Yeah. And you don't have as big a turnover with drivers. Drivers that stay out too long are hard to keep and control. And these here, they're back every day or every other day, and it's easier to monitor them.
That makes sense. All right, well, I will get that email out to you. You're still using the DHM 365 at ATT.net email address?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, check your email. I'll get over that collateral list and our application. And if you could do me a favor and just throw in 3 months of bank statements, just the first page, just so I can see how the cash flow looks.
Mm-hmm.
That should be all I need to get that loan for you. At least get the approval. And then I think you'll be pretty happy with that. It's much more traditional. It's going to be one monthly payment with a term of, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Well, next month my statements are going to look better, because I'm putting my trucks on with another company, and so the one I'm on right now, we're doing a state gravel deliveries for repaving and 200-300 mile runs, but it's slow, and there's a lot of competition in it. I guess there's several rock quarries around here that are filling these state contracts, and so I don't know, but this other is actually working with construction people that are using the material, and and they'll pick up from their own plant in whichever quarry can supply them the quickest. So we're going to try and stay on the construction side of it.
Yeah, sounds like a smart idea.
Okay, Dennis, well, I'll let you go. I know you've got things to do.
Yeah, dude, but no, it was good talking to you. We haven't talked in a while, and yeah, I think that'll be a good fit for you. I think you'll be much happier with that, and I'll get that out to you right now. If you want, I can fax it to you also.
I've got everything on email and smartphones and laptops. I don't run that much off the landline anymore.
Yeah, no need to.
I guess I need to find out how to get some technical savvy to where I can run a fax off my laptop. But I haven't done it yet.
We can get one of those e-fax things, and it basically just
kind of works like an email and prints your
It turns it into a PDF for you. So
I use that on my PDF. I use it on my smartphone. That's how we bill and how we do all our paperwork like that that has to come in and out quick. We'll just take a snapshot of it and send it on.
There you go. Yeah, it's pretty easy out there. If you can find some Wi-Fi, or if you get the Wi-Fi from your phone, then you can do just about anything you need to out there on the field.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll check your email. I'll get it to you right here in just a couple minutes.
All right. Very good.
You too, buddy. Okay. Talk to you soon, Dwight.
All right.
Bye-bye.